Today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to finish paragraph Los with the Mila, and we are holding out the mission on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Elu Etzitz and Amak Venas Mila. The following pieces of skin are Ma'akiv the Mila. You need to cut them away in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mila. Basar Achof Hesra of Atara. The flesh that covers the majority of the Atara. Ve'enochel B'Truman. If that doesn't get cut away, the person is an Aral and cannot eat Truma. Vim Haya Bal Basar. And if the person is a Bal Basar, the baby's a fat baby. So Masaknam B'Pnei Marasai. Then you have to fix it, even though it just looks like the baby doesn't have a mila, but you have to make it not even look bad, so that it shouldn't be a violation of maris ha'ayin. Mal v'lo paras ha'mila. If you did a mila without doing a priya, the skin that's underneath the arla, ki lo mal, it's as if you didn't do a mila at all. Am rabbi avina, am rabbi yirmi barabba, am a rav, basar chofes rov gov hashal atara. That if the flesh covers the majority of the height of the atara, even if it's only in one spot, it's still going to be ma'achiv the mila. V'im haya balbasar, and we said if he's a balbasar, so Amar Shmuel, we have two versions of what exactly the rule is in terms of how you determine whether he requires further mila. So Amar Shmuel, katan amasur balbasar, you have a katan that is very fleshy. Rowan also calls man shem hiskasha v'nira mahu, if when his aver becomes hard, he appears to be mahu, eno tzarech lamul, then you don't need to do mila again. But v'im lav, if he does not appear to be mahu when his aver is hard, tzarech lamul, then you need to malim again. But masnisa tan, we have a brisa that has a little bit of a different version. If you have a very fleshy baby, Romano so calls Manshim Skashe Ve'ino Nira Mahul. If when he has a hard aver, he does not look like he's Mahul, then Tzarech L'Mahul, then you need to be Malvim V'imlav. But if it's not that way, then Eino Tzarech L'Mahul, then you don't need to be Malvim. Meaning, if it appears that he's Mahul when he's Miskashe, then you don't need to be Malvim. So, my Benay, these are two ways of saying the same thing. What's the Nafkamina between Shmuel and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel? So, you get Benay, Nira Ve'in. Enough kamina would be in a case where part of the atara appears megula and part of it is mechusa. Part of the atara is exposed and part of it is covered up. So according to Shmuel, it's only if he looks like he's mahul that you don't need to do a mila. But if it's nearer the eno nearer, you will need to do a mila. Whereas according to Shmuel Gamliel, it's only if it's eno nearer mahul that you need to do a mila. But nearer the eno nearer, you don't need to do a mila. Mal v'lo para. If a person did a mila, had a mila without a priya, it's as if he didn't do a mila at all. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that goes through the brachos of mila. Hamal omer shekisham sos izvanu ala mila. The mawel says a brach of ala mila. V'yaben omer shekisham sos izvanu lahachnis abriso shal Avram Avinu. Says a brach of lahachnis abriso shal Avram Avinu. Ha'om demomrim k'shem shenich zubriskan yikonis ator luchup l'maisim tovim. And all the people that are standing around, they say, they respond with k'shem shenich zubris. V'am levarich omer. And then you have a mavarich say, someone else say a bracha, asher kiddush yidin b'batim chok b'sheir v'samit, that's also have chasam ba'os bris kodesh, al kein b'schar zos, if a person does a bris mila on gerim, Omer, the bracha you should say is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hamashiach Kedoshim Sositzanu Alamila, regular Alamila. But v'amavarich Omer, the Mavarich says Asher Kedoshanu Sositzanu Lamul Es Hagerim Ulahatif Meim Dam Bris Shel Moli Dam Bris On the Sky Mushmaim Varit Shemar Vla Bris Yom Vlaila Chukashmaim Varsel Santi Baruch Atah Hashem Koreis Habris. This nice bracha about the value of bris mila in this world. Hamol is havadim omer. If someone's doing a bris mila on avadim, then the proper bracha to say, that's if you're doing the mila. But the mavarich omer, if you are the mavarich, not the mol himself, then you say, asher kishom sosan lamol savadim lahatzav mehem dam bris shel mali dam bris chukos shemayim vaaretz lo neskayim ushenemar lo bris yom vlay lo chukos shemayim vaaretz lo santi barachat Hashem koreis habris. So hadron alach parak rav lozer the mila. That's the end of the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and now we're going to begin the 20th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we're going to discuss two things over here. Things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos midrabbanan, and things that are mutter even though they look like a malacha. So the Mishnah is going to discuss hanging a strainer on top of a kli, and this is a din of straining wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. For Rabbi Elazar Amar Tolin as Mishmeres b'Yom Tov, you're allowed to hang a strainer over a kli on Yom Tov, v'nusim natuliyah b'Shabbos. But if you're not allowed to hang the strainer on Shabbos, but if it's already hanging there, you can put wine through the strainer on Shabbos. V'chamrum l'cham say no, ain't Tolin as Mishmeres b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be told a mishmeres even on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to put something through the strainer on Shabbos, but you're allowed to put something through the strainer on Yom Tov. So it says, "Mar Hashar Rabbi Lazar Asufi Al Arayv Lamosfinan Lemev LeChachil LeShari." Wait a second. If Rabbi Lazar does not allow adding to an Ol Arayv, as we're going to soon see, to make an Ol Arayv LeChachil, like to hang the strainer on Yom Tov, he's going to allow it. How could that be? So the Gemara explains, where do we find that Rabbi Lazar does not allow being Mosif to an Ol Arayv? Mayhi, where do we find such a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Says Gemara, Ditnan Pekakach Lon. If you have a shutter for a window, Rabbi Lazar Mizman Shekash V'Talui. If it's tied onto the window and hanging from the window, poke and bow, you're allowed to use it to close the window, to shutter up the window. Vim Lav. But if it's not tied on, ain't poke and bow, you're not allowed to shutter the window with it. Whether it's tied on and hanging or not tied on and hanging, you're allowed to shutter the window with it. So the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yochanan explaining this machlokas, and based on his explanation of the machlokas, we're going to see that Rabbi Lazar does not allow being mosif halo al arai. Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim sheinos al arai b'tchila. Everyone says you're not allowed to make an al arai initially, like to just spread a mat over four poles or four mechitos for shade. And it doesn't even need to be said b'Shabbos that you're not allowed to do such a thing on Shabbos. Lo nechul kuela lahosif. The whole machlokas is only when it comes to being mosif on the ol arai. Shabbos Lazar Omer in mosif in b'Yom Tov ein tzarich lomer b'Shabbos. Shabbos Lazar says you're not even allowed to be mosif on ol arai on Yom Tov. Of course you're not allowed to do so on Shabbos. V'cham mamrim mosif b'Shabbos ein tzarich lomer b'Yom Tov. And the Cham say you're allowed to be mosif on ol arai on Shabbos, and therefore of course you're allowed to do something. To be mosif on Yom Tov, so pekakach alone when it's not kosher v'talui is only a tosefes on the ohel. So according to Rabbi Lazar, you're not allowed to shutter the window because you're being mosif on ohel arai, and it's near a kibona. It looks like you're building, and according to the chachamim, it's mutter. So here it is explicitly that Rabbi Lazar does not even allow being mosif on ohel arai. So of course, according to his shita, it should be usher to make an ohel arai in the first place on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So how could he allow hanging the mishmar on Yom Tov? So answers the Gemara that even though hanging a mishmeres is nisr drabanan, Rabbi Lazar would still be matter it because it's machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Lazar suffered Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who allows doing machshirei ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. Detanya, because the Brisa tells us meseches beitza ain bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is ela ochel nefesh b'vad. Only ochel nefesh on Shabbos you're not allowed to do melachos of ochel nefesh, and Yom Tov you're allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows even doing machshirei Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to even prepare kelim where you're going to do Ochel Nefesh in those kelim. So hanging the strainer is Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer allows it, because even though it involves an Issur Drabanan of Bona. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds such a thing if it's a Machshirei Ochel Nefesh that you could not have done before Yom Tov, like a spit that breaks, one end of it breaks on Yom Tov itself, so you could fix it on Yom Tov. But Machshirei Shef Shal Asosim Erev Yom Tov, Mishamatei. But would he still hold you even allowed to do Machshirei Ochel Nefesh when you could have done it before Yom Tov? Says, well, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda would limit it to that which could not have been done before Yom Tov, but the Rabbi Eliezer, Adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer takes it a step further. Rabbi Yehuda's matir only machshirei ochel nefesh that you could not have done, whereas Rabbi Eliezer's matir all machshirei ochel nefesh, even that which you could have done, and therefore before Yom Tov, and therefore he allows hanging the strainer on Yom Tov itself. So we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with V'chachamim Omrim.